We're up to Siman Tav Resh Tes. Hatmonas Chamin Be'erev Yom Kippur. In order to understand Siman Tav Resh Tes, we have to look at the sugya of Hatmona on Shabbos. So the Gemara. First of all, Hatmona in English is defined as insulating, where you take a pot and totally cover it and enclose it in something else. You take a towel and you wrap it, you totally wrap the pot in a towel. That is called Hatmana. There is a type of Hatmana where the pot is touching the coals. Okay, that is a different set of rules perhaps. The Mechaber holds it does. Exactly what the Shita Sarama is a discussion. But basically, we'll keep it simple. There are two types of Hatmana. There's Hatmana B'davar Shem Mosif Havel. It adds heat. And then there's Hatmana B'davar Shem Eina Mosif Havel. It does not add heat. It just keeps the heat. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph, Omer Rava. Rava asks, Nidneima Omru Ein Tomnim B'davar Shem Eina Mosif Havel Mi Shecha Shecha. The Isser of doing regular Hatmana that maintains the heat but does not add the heat is only Mishech HaShecha, once it gets dark, only on Shabbos itself. Why is that Usser? So Rav answers, Gzeira Shema Yarsiach. He might come to heat up the pot. Rashi explains, he might find that the pot has cooled down. He wants to do, it's already Shabbos. He wants to do Hatmana. Hatmana is to maintain the heat, but the pot's already cooled down. So he wants to reheat the pot. And it's Shabbos. He's going to reheat the pot. And Rashi's Lashon is V'nimtza Mevashel B'Shabbos. He will be cooking on Shabbos. Now we have an old famous rule of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. This is one of the big rayas the Rashi brings down. You see from Rashi that there is a concept of Bishel Achar Bishel. And this would be b'davar lach when it comes to liquids. When it comes to solids, ein bishel achar bishel. That's a Mishnah. But when it comes to liquids, it's a big machlokas rishonim. And this is one of the big marimakomos that yesh bishel achar bishel, and it has to be b'davar lach, so it does not go against the Mishnah. And okay, that's a side point. That's not our topic. So here we have an iser of hatmana b'davar that's not mosif hevel. After dark, on Shabbos itself. Then the Gemara over there continues, V'omar Rava, V'neima Omru, Ein Tomru, M'davar HaMosif Hevel, V'afilu Mibo'od Yom. You can't do Hatmana with something that adds heat, even Mibo'od Yom, even before Shabbos. Why? Rava answers, G'zeira Shema Yatni Beremet, you might come to do Hatmana in coals, Beremet Sheyesh Bagacheles, V'shema Yechate Begacholem. He'll come to poke at the coals on Shabbos. This is a theme that comes up again and again, Perikira, with Shehiyah and Chazara. So, therefore, even before Shabbos, you can't do Hatmana with something that is Mosif Hevel. Coals are Mosif Hevel. And we're afraid you'll do it with coals, and then you'll poke at the coals, and then you're Mavir Eish on Shabbos. So we have two types of Hatmana. Hatmana that keeps the heat, that's Usser on Shabbos itself. Hatmana that adds heat, B'davar Shem Mosif Hevel, and that's Usser even before Shabbos. Now again, Hatmana is where you totally wrap the pot up. The Mechaber is Machmir if the pot is just touching the coals. That's in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, the Simen of Shehiyah and Chazara, and also discussed in Reish Nun Zayin Ches. And then the Bir Halacha has a discussion of what exactly is Shita Sarama, if it's mamish touching the coals. But that's only by coals. Our pots don't usually touch the coals, and we're not going to get into that right now. Say again? Right, well, if I'm doing it at 12 o'clock and I'm going to take it off at 4 o'clock before Shabbos, right, we're not talking about that. We're talking about where you're going to leave it on for Shabbos. Now, there is a whole discussion over there in Reish Nun Zayin, Hilchas Hatmana. the Ramah writes, Yesh Omer. So first the Mechaber brings down, Ein Tomlin B'Shabbos Afil B'Davar She'ein Mosif Hevel. Ava B'Safik HaShecha Tomlin Bo. The Ein Tomlin B'Davar Hab Mosif Hevel Afil B'Od Yom. So maintaining the heat sasser on Shabbos adds heat even before Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim. That's only if you're doing it for the nighttime. But if you're doing it for the daytime meal, if you're doing it for the daytime meal and you don't want it at night, so there the Ramah brings down an opinion that it's going to be mutter. And then the Ramah concludes, b'di'eved yesh l'smochazeh, or b'vajle irog yelasos kein. B'di'eved sounds like you could rely on this once in a while. Because here you don't want it for the nighttime, and we're not afraid that you're going to poke at the coals, because by the time the suda comes by day, for sure it's going to be, everything's going to be taken care of. It's going to be okay. Then the Mishnah points out that, Me'ikra din ein lehem makom la'yesh omrim, k'mo shekasav agro shar poskim, ein lehem makom la'din. Okay, now this also comes up in, so there is such an opinion, but you see it's not an opinion that can be relied upon. And then in Reish and Zayin, the Ramah says, the Yesh Mekil and Barman de Koshu Chai Lagamre Unispashal called Sarko, concepts that we coolers that we find by Shehiel, Mutter Batmana Kamo Bishihui, Ukomotions by Simon Reish and Gimel. If people do it, don't protest. But it's not the way, that's not the way things should be done. Okay, so okay, if you're doing it on Shabbos, that's for sure usher. Even if it's Mavusha called Tzarka, that's what the Mishnah says. And so, I mean, if it's fully cooked or if it's totally raw, so then you don't need to poke at the coals. It's going to be taken care of anyway. You show that you're not interested or it's already done, and it will be without your poking at all. You won't be tempted to poke at the coals. So here we have a very interesting phenomenon. We want a good juicy cholent on Motzai Yom Kippur. So I'm going to put it up on Erev Yom Kippur. So I can have it on Motzai Yom Kippur. So is that a problem? I'm not touching it on Yom Kippur. So here we talk about Shabbos Friday night, Shabbos day. It's for use on Shabbos. Here it's for use on Motzai Shabbos. So there's a huge diun. The Torah brings down.
You discussed the issue of Hatzmana.
Hatzmana. We're talking about Hatzmana.
Okay,
so
saying, but if it's some other form of heating, you're not talking about that. You're
talking about. I want to talk about Hatzmana. So the Torah brings down a big discussion, and a machlekes in Rav Amram Gaon, Rav Natshunai Gaon, and Rav Shrira Gaon about doing Hatmana before Yom Kippur. You're not touching it on Yom Kippur, so that Motzai Yom Kippur, you can go have your juicy, delicious, fresh, warm, hot cholent. What? Right after Yom Kippur, you're hungry. Right? That way you want to wait. So, there's a whole deal in the Goinim back and forth. If it's okay, if it's not okay. The Torah says, Vani Tmiya. I don't understand this. Mach Shash Issa Yesh Badover Shehutzuchu Goine Oilam Ladabibo. Like, what are they talking about, says the Torah. Like, you're doing it before Yontif or after Yontif. You're not touching it on Yontif. Like, why should this be a problem at all? Why do you have all these different opinions in the Goyim? It's good. It's not good. You have to wait Kadei Sheyaseh. All different opinions. V'adarabba. Nira Yoyset of Shiyatmin. Kadei Sheyimta Sudaso Muchenet Motzah Yom HaKippurim. It makes more sense to be able to do it. And then right after Yom Kippur, you have a meal waiting for you. And not only that, he says, "Gedolim mizehi tiru knivas yerek min mincha lamala." There's certain isure derabanan, not exactly clear what it is. Something, b'zmanenu we don't have this, but something called knivas yerek, which is also midrabanan, which the Gemara matirs Yom Kippur afternoon, so that you'll have food ready after Shabbat, after Yom Kippur, to be able to eat it. So it says Gedolami Zuhetir Knivas Yarek Minaminchulamala Kade Lahokin Sudaso. So and that's something that you're doing that should be awesome with Rabbanan on Yom Kippur itself. So Kol Shekein Hatzmanas Cham in Shemutter. Because here you're not doing it on Yom Kippur, you're doing it before Yom Kippur. You're not touching it on Yom Kippur. Beis Yosef writes, Gam be'eina yipolei divrei ha-go'oinim ha'ele. That's a pella. Ve'divrei rabbeinu nirim nechoinim v'chein amadabar. Says the Mechaber, Beis Yosef, that's a minig that we do hatmana, and I don't know what all these go'oinim are talking about. That's what the Beis Yosef says, like the Torah. Darkei Moshe brings down, uv'maril kosav, da'anu nogin shelo lahatmin. That minig Ashkenaz is not to do hatmana from Erev Yom Kippur until after Yom Kippur. V'chein ha'minig. And the Darkei Moshe concludes that that's the minig. The Bach wants to understand it and give a hesber. So I think this topic actually came up in this minyan recently, but the Braisa says Psachim Daf Nun Kol Oisa Melacha BeErev Shabbos BeErev Yontov Min Mincha LaMala Ein Roya Simin Bracha LaOlam. And he wants to get his whole discussion, not exactly our topic, but the Beis Yosef wants to say even Min Mincha MiLaMala. Even from Mincha Gedola. So the Bach wants to relate that. That's the problem with this Hatmana, which would sound like then it's only going to be a problem in the afternoon. If you're going to do it Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, then it won't be a problem. Yenira kimeichin miyantif l'chol. Shereb Erev Shabbos asa kol malacha mechatosu l'mala. Unless you're doing it for Tzarech Shabbos. And I'm not doing it for Tzarech Yom Kippur. I'm doing it for Matzah Yom Kippur. So that's the hezber that the Bach tries to give of him. It's not really hachana. The hachana is being, meaning it's doing malacha, whatever that means. Erev Shabbos, Shalom Tzarech Shabbos. What? Yeah, he used the word hachana. Right. Yenira kimeichin miyom tov lechol. Berav Shabbos also kol malacha mechatos l'mal and in case you the tzarech Shabbos katmana. They came at that mana to ain't other tzarech chol ain't lelahat ne mechatos l'mal lekavet chol. Okay, so the goyim have a whole tumult, mutter, aser, something in the middle. Beis Yosef doesn't understand it. He thinks it's mutter. The Rama says the minig is like the maril, that it's aser. And then the Bach tries to explain it by saying that you're not supposed to do malacha, erev Shabbos, erev yontif, after chatzos, unless it's l'tzarech Shabbos and yontif. And this is l'tzarech matzoi yontif, matzoi tish, yom kippur, and memela, it should be aser. So now we're in Siman Tov Reish Tes. What? The Bach, yeah. Mutter lahatmin chamin me'erev Yom HaKippurim lemotzoi Yom HaKippurim. The Mechaber says, like he wrote in the Beis Yosef, that's mutter. You can prepare the food, hatmana, b'davar ha'mosif hevel, before Yom Kippur, with the intentions of eating it after Yom Kippur. Mishabur explains, shemichol l'chol hu meichin. Mishabur siv katan alef. He's working on chol, preparing it for chol. Oh, wow. Okay. The issue brings down a ha'ara from Rabbi Kiv Eger over here. I don't know. Rama, Hagah, V'yesh Omrim, She'ein lahatmin b'yom ha'kippurim, V'chein ha'minig v'dinas elu. Rama says, the minig Ashkenaz is not to do that. Mishra Sivkotan Beis, She'nira de b'yom ha'kippurim, Mizbasha batanur l'tzorechol. It looks like it's in the oven on Yom Kippur, Mizbasha batanura l'tzorecho, v'zeh ein nachon. And that's not proper. V'afilu be'erev Yom Kippur kodem chatzos, even before chatzos. Ein lasos hatmanazu. You shouldn't even do it before chatzos. V'chol gavim avra v'hitmin ein tzach lahamtim b'tzo yom ha-kippurim b'kdei she'yaseh. If he did it, he doesn't have to wait Kidei Sheyei Asa, which is one of the goyim said that. That's what Shir Gaon said. The Motzoi Yom HaKippurim Yishe Shir Mashe Tachum HaKdera Ba'os HaChom V'yachakach Ocha B'menu Mutter. That was the Iker Tmi of the tour. Lama Tachlat M'Kidei Sheyei Tachum HaKdera Ba'os HaChom Shalom Matzanu Kein Ela B'Malacha Nasis B'Isser Avozeh Shetam B'Heter Matzarek Lahamti. Why should he have to wait? And then the Torah goes on to say, I don't understand the whole thing. The whole thing is hard to understand. So the Sharatzi in Ois Beis brings down, when the Mishabura says that Erev Yom Kippur, even before Chatzos, he shouldn't do it. He says, that's from the Prima Gadim. La'acha Chatzos, Evsher di'isura nami ika. Like we saw in the Bach. So there's more room for it to be Aser after Chatzos. Then before Chatzos, the Mishabura is answering before Chatzos, and the Sharatzi is pointing out after Chatzos, Efshir de Isura Nami Iko. And then in the Sharatzi, what? The morning is better than the afternoon. Because in the afternoon there's this Inyan, Isur slash Inyan, not to do Malacha, some after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. Loro enero simin bracha. Gemara psachim daf nun. So here he's doing some sort of malacha, not l'tzarech Shabbos, not l'tzarech yantif, el l'tzarech matzoi yantif, and that's why the Bach wants to say that is problematic to answer the kasha of the tour and the Beis Yosef, so if you didn't understand what was wrong with it. According to that, it should just be in the afternoon. Mishra paskins, even the morning, it shouldn't be done even in the morning. And the Sharatim points out, in the afternoon is even more room to say that it's aser. Maybe it's even... Efshad Yisur Nami Ika. Then, hold on, Sharati and Ois. Aleph, he points out, V'ulai Mishum Debaseris, he made Shuva Yesh Lahach Milafilu Badova Hamutter Midina. We know that the Mechaber tells us in Siman Tov Reish Gimel that a person that says Meshuvah should be more machmir, take upon himself stringencies that he doesn't keep all year round. The example the Mechaber gives over there in Tefresh Gimel is Pas Palter, which is Goyisha bakery bread, which there's room for Mekel, many are Mekel, the Ramos Mekel, the Mechaber is less Mekel, but the Mechaber over here says that the kula is a Pas Palter, one should not use during Aser Simei Tshuva. Baser, Af Mishenu Nizam, Pashal Akum, Baser Simei Tshuva, Tzarech Nizahir. Tzarech Reish Gimel Aleph. So, the Sharatian wants to use that to explain, basically to answer the Kasha, that everyone's bothered. What's wrong with this is, it's not really wrong, but there's room to be Machmir, and if it's Erev Yom Kippur, so it's obviously, the height of Aser Simei Tshuva, and therefore, even though it's Mutter Medina, there's room to be machmir. Then he says, "Va'od kosva haposkim ta'am." Another reason that the post can bring down, mishum demechli karava sanusa. He looks like he's like you can't wait till after Yom Kippur just to put something in a pot and prepare it. Like you can't wait, like a rava sanusa. I mean, obviously at the end of Yom Kippur, everyone is ra'ev, but I guess someone who's ra'ev is not supposed to act as a with rava sanusa, which is an extreme degree. So that perhaps that's another reason why the Ga'anim brought down an Isser where it doesn't really seem like me Iker Adin, there should be any room for Isser at all. Then in Sharat Tzion Ois Gimel, he brings down, what if it's something that you're not planning on eating even Motzai Shabbos? There's certain things that need to cook for a long time, and like some sort of jelly, and it like uses up your oven. It requires 24 hours of oven time, and usually you need your oven. But Yom Kippur, you don't need your oven. So you want to put it in before, and then you save it till afterwards. I guess any Shabbos you could do that as well, perhaps. Although Shabbos, maybe they kept the food in the oven until they used it. So maybe that's better, because he doesn't even plan on eating it on Motzai Yom Kippur. Okay. That is Siman Tov Reish Tes.